महाप्रभु केम एज टू टीच अस भक्ति एंड ही टॉट साधना ही शोड हाउ टू डू साधना इज एसोसिएट शोड हाउ टू डू साधना सो देन हाउ डू वी अप्लाई देयर एग्जाम्पल इन टूडेज लाइफ एंड हाउ डू वी रिलेट दैट विद द क्लास दैट आई गिव टूडे सी देयर इज संबंध अभिधेय एंड प्रयोजन संबंध इज द फिलोसॉफिकल नॉलेज of who is our ultimate relative, with whom are we ultimately related, that is Krishna. Abhideya is the way we practice bhakti, is the way we connect with Krishna, that is practice. And prayojan is the fruit that comes from connection, that is prema. Now, sambandha and prayojan, they never change. The philosophical knowledge that we are parts of Krishna, that always remains the same. And prayojan, we want to love for Krishna, that also remains the same. But abhideya, the way in which we connect with Krishna, that varies according to time, place, circumstance. Because, say, the way the society was 500 years ago, that is very different from the way the society is now. In fact, why look at that? The way, if we look at Chaitanya Charitamrita and we look at, say, Bhagavatam, or we look at Mahabharata or Ramayana, it's very different. So, in the Mahabharata Ramayana, there is not just the practice of bhakti, there is also active social concern for establishing the rule of dharma. Now there are wars fought, and the impious forces, the demons, are overthrown. So that was the way the bhakti is practiced over there. But 500 years ago, the social situation was very different. India was under Islamic rule, and that's why most of the bhakti saints, they didn't focus so much on social transformation. They focused more on personal elevation. Now you just practice your bhakti and elevate yourself. They of course preached, but they did not get themselves involved in socio-political change. The resources were not there at that time, and that was not their focus. So now, if things are like that, the way practically bhakti is practiced, that will vary from time, place, according to time, place, circumstance. Of course, we could say ultimately, Krishna came as a Kshatriya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a Brahmana, and they are playing different roles. But I am saying that the roles that they played are different. So now, as compared to 500 years ago and now, or even 50 years ago when Prabhupada came, by that time also things had changed. That's why when Prabhupada went abroad, you know, in India traditionally, those who are in the renounced order, they go as mendicants. They go and seek alms. And that's how the seeking alms becomes actually a pretext for them to connect with people and give spiritual knowledge to people. But Prabhupada said, in today's culture in the West and increasingly in India, if we go and seek alms, we'll be derided, we'll be mocked. That culture was not there. So Prabhupada said, go and distribute books. So, you know, we don't see in the 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago, sages going to people's houses and selling books and getting money for that. Now that was not the way that was required. So according to time, place, circumstance, how we practice bhakti, that will vary. So now for today, for example, we have a digital age where we can hear classes online, we can hear classes, recordings, and you know, our life is so fast-paced, and also the distances are so far quite often that physically coming all the time is not possible. So we may hear in different means. And still the principle is we are trying to serve Krishna, we are trying to remember Krishna. So Prabhupada himself said that actually I practically invented the Krishna consciousness movement. So what he meant invented, Prabhupada said, I just gave what my spiritual master gave. So what does he mean invented? He said that actually how to implement it. Now what to do in a practical way? Jagannath Baldev Subhadramaya ki. How to, so Prabhupada writes in one of the nectar, he says in one of the Nectar of Devotion lectures that it is, Rupa Goswami says that you should always think of Krishna, somehow or other think of Krishna. So he says that it is the spiritual master's responsibility to create ways and means to help the disciple to think of Krishna always. And that is actually the way the spiritual leaders are meant to engage people. So what are the practical ways in which people can serve Krishna? So from the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we learn the principle that we are meant to absorb ourselves in service of Krishna. But the practicality, how we do it, that we will have to learn from the contemporary devotee association. How are we practicing bhakti in this situation? And that way, we move forward. Does this address the question? Who had asked this question? The question, I was not sure whether I understood clearly.